Are you missing romantic moments? Keep your hair as fresh and cleanly fragrant as it should be. Shampoo frequently with emulsified coconut oil shampoo. It leaves no afterfilm to become unpleasant and gives your hair that clean, fresh fragrance that is so necessary for feminine daintiness. Remember, it's emulsified coconut oil shampoo. Now we present once again Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble, a little Iowa girl who married one of America's most handsome actors, Larry Noble, matinee idol of a million other women. The story of what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Keep it clean with Energene. Ladies, your loveliest dress looks seedy if it's marred by an ugly grease spot. But you can restore its lost beauty by removing the spot in a jiffy with Energene cleaning fluid. You'll say it's amazing the way Energene makes even the most stubborn grease spots go right before your eyes. Energene works quickly and efficiently on almost anything you can think of. It's unbeatable for removing grease spots from dresses, suits, hats, handbags, and scores of other articles. You can use Energene on such delicate fabrics as silk, rayon, velvet, or lace. Simply follow directions, and your things will be cleaned beautifully without telltale rings to mark the places where spots have been. So always keep Energene handy for regular or emergency use. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean, so keep it clean with Energene. And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Just as Larry Noble was giving his whole attention to the rehearsal of his new play, an unexpected interruption occurred in the form of Holly Bonwell, producer of the Summer Shore Theater, who claims that he's been cheated by Larry and by Eric Jackson, the playwright, and Clint Waters. What's more, says Mr. Bonwell, he intends bringing charges against Larry in civil court, as well as before Actors' Equity. Which news, quite naturally, has Larry in a state of nerves. Right now, Mary and Larry walk down the corridor toward the New York penthouse apartment of Regina Rawlings, backer of Larry's new play. Before ringing the bell, they pause in front of the apartment door.
I guess the only thing to do is to tell Regina that I'm dropping out of the play.
No, Larry, you can't do that.
I can't very well do anything else. I can't go on rehearsing the lead knowing that I'll never be able to go on after Bonwell finishes dragging my name through the mud.
But he can't do that, Larry. There isn't a word of truth in any of his accusations.
Fat lot of good that'll do me when he gets through telling his story. Nobody in the world will believe my story. It's far too good the other way. Well, you're standing out here in the corridor. Come on, I'll ring the bell.
No, Larry, wait. Please wait just a minute.
Well, make it snappy, will you? I want to get this unpleasant interview over with as soon as possible.
Larry, listen to me. You're not going to say anything about Harley Bonwell's visit this morning.
I've got to tell Regina and Tom Bryson that I'm getting out of the play.
I don't agree with you. I don't see why you should say anything about it until after Eric Jackson gets here.
Eric Jackson. And just what good do you think it's going to do for him to fly up to New York? Just an excuse to see you. Don't you think I can see through that?
Oh, darling, don't let's have any more misunderstandings about Eric.
There'll be no misunderstandings. I understand only too well. But it's no use trying to make me believe that he can straighten this mess up.
But he can certainly help, Larry.
Help? How can he help?
Well, don't you see what's happened? Clint Waters has been playing each of us against the other. He got Eric to put up money to get his play produced at the Shumashore Theater.
So that he could be close to you. So that he could be within easy reach of Rosehaven.
And at the same time, Clint induced Mr. Bonwell to put up money to get first chance at Eric's play. And then he wasn't satisfied, so he even got Mr. Bonwell to pay for getting you to play the lead.
That's a laugh. When you consider that I was down to my last dime, that I'd have given my right arm for the chance.
But Larry, when Eric gets here, he'll be able to make Mr. Bonwell see just what happened.
You think so? He didn't believe us. And I must say, I don't blame him. He's out a great thumping wad of money. And naturally, he's sore as a boil about it. And he's looking around to see what he can do about it. Clint's gone. He would be. And Eric isn't vulnerable because he can put himself out of reach of this whole nasty mess. Yes, but what about me? I've got my reputation at stake, and he knows it. As soon as he airs this story, according to the way he sees it, it's curtains for me.
I won't believe that, Larry. Don't you see that Eric isn't going to let you be the goat? He's coming here himself to help straighten things out.
How can anybody straighten this out? Eric has been swindled just as badly as Barnwell. All he'll want is to get his investment back. If I had the money, I'd pay up the whole sum and clear my name.
But that's not right, Larry. You're not to blame for any of this. It's all Clint Waters' fault.
That's going to be a big help to me when the story breaks, isn't it? I tell you, Mary, the only thing for me to do is to clear out of this place.
No, Larry. Not till after we see what Eric has to say.
Hang it all, why do you keep thinking that Eric Jackson has the magic touch? That all we need do is to wait for him to get us out of our troubles. What's this almighty fixation you have on the man?
It's only that he was so much more closely involved in the play contract with Mr. Barnwell. He at least can help convince the man there wasn't any intention of fraud. He can probably show him that this is all Clint Waters doing.
Well, I doubt it. And besides, it isn't fair for me to go on taking up time with this new play. It's not fair to Tom Bryson. He's our friend. It's his play. And it's not fair to Regina. She's putting up the money for the play. And every day that I keep on rehearsing will cost her that much more in time and money. I'll just say that I find I can't do the part after all.
Larry, no one will believe, particularly Tom Bryson. He knows the part is perfect for you. And he knows how anxious you are to do it. How do you think he's going to feel when you back out?
I can't help what anybody feels. I'm caught in a trap. I can't get out. If Barnwell brings these charges against me, I'm through. Finished.
If you feel so certain of that, Larry, we won't let him bring charges.
And how are we going to stop him? Answer me that.
We'll do as you suggested. We'll pay him off.
Ah. And what will we use for money?
We have our home. We'll sell that. We'll sell everything we have. But we won't jeopardize your career. Larry, you've got to promise me you won't say anything. Not today. Not till after we've talked to Eric. And, Larry, please don't.
Well, I thought I heard voices out here. Why are you standing in the hall? Tom Bryson and I have been waiting for hours.
We're awfully sorry, Regina. We simply couldn't help being late.
What in the world happened? When you phoned me, you sounded distracted and you wouldn't explain.
It was just a personal complication, Regina. I'm sorry if we held you up.
If you held me up? You know perfectly well you held me up. I thought you theater people were so scrupulously careful about rehearsals. I suppose it doesn't matter since I'm the one who's backing this show. I suppose you feel that I can be made to wait indefinitely.
That's hardly the point at all, Regina. As a matter of fact, I was just about to tell you that I won't be
able
to...
Let's not waste any more time. Don't you think we ought to get right to work? We really are very sorry. We had an emergency at home. It was about the baby, Larry Jr.
Now look, Mary, there's no sense
in... At least let's go inside, can't we, instead of arguing out here in the hall?
Tom and I were just on our way to the theater, but now that you're here, I suppose we might as well wait a few minutes more. What difference does it make? Not important at all. Suppose the play doesn't open till Christmas. Who cares? It's only money that I have invested. Since you all know that I'm supposed to have plenty of that commodity, why bother about me? Please come in.
I think it would be better for everyone if I explained here and now just why
Larry,
it will be impossible.
Please. Please. We're both so hot and tired after the trip to New York that we could use a short breathing spell. And then, of course, we'll do whatever you say. Go straight to the theater or rehearse here.
How lovely. So I'm going to have a chance to speak. I'm really overcome with gratitude.
Hey, what's going on out here? Larry, and you, Mary. What's everybody standing out here in the hall for?
I opened the door a minute ago and found them standing here deep in conversation, Tom.
Well.
As though they preferred to stay out here. So I thought I'd join them if I wasn't in the way.
We thought you were lost or something about gave you up. This isn't like you, Larry. What happened?
We were unavoidably detained.
Well, how?
Oh, it doesn't matter, since we're here now. If you want to start the rehearsal, please say so. If not, Mary and I'll go back home.
Just like that. Don't question the king and queen. Just be grateful that they showed up at all.
Now, just take it easy, everybody. Let's not get into a state of nerves. How about everybody coming inside and quieting down?
Oh, yes, please do.
Come on, darling.
Mary, this isn't going to work. I honestly
please,
think
Larry,
it would...
come on.
Now then, may I offer you something to drink? Eat? Would you like to hear some music? Should I arrange for any special entertainment?
Now, look, Regina, why don't you quiet down?
That's fine, Tom Bryson. That's priceless. So I'm the one who should make all the concessions. I'm kept waiting for hours on end, and then I'm not even given the courtesy of an explanation. After which you ask me to quiet down. Well, really...
Regina, I've said we're sorry, and I mean it. Larry doesn't want to say anything more. Because, you see, it was really all my fault.
Mary...
Don't say anything more, Larry. You know it was my fault. And I shouldn't have asked you to wait for me, but I was selfish. I wanted Larry to stay with me until I could leave the house.
What's that?
I know that I ought not to interfere with his work, but I was worried. Worried about Larry Jr.
Mary, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, that's quite different, Mary, if you just said so at the time. But then I should have known it wouldn't be Larry who'd keep us waiting.
Now, look here.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. I shouldn't have lost my temper, but I just can't bear to wait for anyone, particularly when I don't know the reason back of it. Then, of course, I don't know much about domestic life as you lead it.
Regina.
Responsibilities of a home. How nice that you have Larry to share your responsibilities, Mary. What a comfort it must be to you.
Yes, it is, Regina. Larry is terribly considerate about helping me.
I can see that. It's really touching. Oh, that reminds me, Larry. I have the first sketches of the sets. Would you like to see them?
Yes, of course.
Well, they're out here in the library. Come along. We'll look at them together.
All right. Anybody else like to see the sketches?
Well, Tom's seen them. I'm sure Mary would rather wait. Come on, Larry.
What's all this nonsense about, Mary? What's happened? Why all the double talk? What kept you and Larry?
It's nothing. Nothing I can talk about now, Tom. Even to you, our old friend.
Tom Bryson looks at Mary with worried eyes as he notices her tense face. But he doesn't realize how desperately she's trying to keep Larry from jeopardizing his whole career. How she hopes to keep him going along until Eric Jackson arrives. But when Eric does arrive, how can he help? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star. Keep it clean with Energene. A dress that's marred by a dirty grease spot can prove highly embarrassing to you. So get Energene cleaning fluid and be sure to use it whenever you see such a spot on your clothing. You'll say it's amazing how Energene makes grease spots go right before your eyes. It doesn't matter whether it's a dress, hat, upholstered chair, or broadloom rug, Energene will remove grease spots from it quickly and beautifully. That's because Energene is specifically designed to remove grease spots from almost anything you can think of. And that even includes such delicate fabrics as rayon and lace. Simply follow directions, and you'll see that Energene cleans so efficiently, it leaves no telltale rings where spots have been. Remember, regardless of how much you pay, you can get nothing, absolutely nothing, that'll remove even the most stubborn grease spots more quickly or more dependably than Energene cleaning fluid. Right now, put Energene on your marketing list. You can get it at your drug, grocery, or variety store. Remember, Energene gets it clean, so keep it clean with Energene. Mary Noble, Backstage Wife, will be on the air again tomorrow at the same time. Ford Bond speaking for the makers of Energene cleaning fluids.